Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 22.
Quick shift.
Deuces.
Quick shift. Pod.
Mike Commodore.
Mike Bossy.
Sean Thornton.
Fucking guy. Still stroking those Bruins.
Always got... Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
He's got the book.
Have you read it?
So, after you didn't book Twister, I was like, I kind of want to support my boy.
You bought a book?
Yeah, I bought the book. I didn't splurge for the hardcover, but...
Well, soft cover's better anyway.
Soft cover is... Yeah, it's an easier read.
I appreciate that. Turn that around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us where you can buy it.
Is that the same tank top?
No, I don't have a shirt on in that one.
Oh, your shirt.
You like to go no shirt.
I'm sure.
You're like McConaughey.
I don't go no shirt.
You
often.
Got McConaughey vibes.
I don't
you
go.
You got McConaughey vibes. Sean, by the way, about that book, you and I ran into each other. We've run into each other a lot. We had a very civilized conversation. Obviously, now we're buddies, super close friends, but at the time was kind of casual. And I gave you my address, and you were supposed to send me a copy of the book, and that never arrived.
Signed copy or just a copy?
By the way, I always am down for. Who knows? Like, yeah. Of course. Yeah. I fully expected a signature. Just never arrived at the residence.
I apologize.
You seemed like you meant it at the time.
Well, maybe I was still butthurt from the jersey.
The jersey incident. You're like, well, fuck, anything else I can do for this guy? This guy's
bleeding. How many things am I getting this guy?
Look, this is the only thing I'm going to say about it. I was out of pocket. I was on location for the last time. Sean wore the wife beater.
Oh,
this is
yeah,
the first time I'm seeing it in person.
Yeah, he wasn't in studio. Yeah.
It's a new look for me.
I got to tell you, we have such a nice thing going because I wanted to talk about gluttony a little bit.
Okay.
When he's got the hog's head up on his toe, oh me, oh my, love that country pie, listen to the fiddler play. When he's playing till the break of day, oh me, oh my, love that country pie. That's a song, Country Pie, Bob Dylan. In honor of the Carolina Hurricanes going into, I believe, game one this evening. But also, just I wanted to touch on one thing. This is an independent podcast. Mm-hmm. We have no big government dollars behind us or some pharmaceutical giant.
We don't have anything.
So all of you content vampires out there, I need a few things from you. I need you to like, subscribe, share.
This guy, amazing. Yes.
I was going to do it before we went into the clip
I
package.
Also need you to book a cameo for me. Okay. For me. No, okay. Not for me. From me. Okay? I know that there's a lot of Leafs fans out there that people know. You know, we can do this game by game. We're up here every single day grinding it out. I wouldn't mind a back scratch every once in a while, which then allows me to scratch Scotty's back. Kevin doesn't need his back scratched. So go book a cameo and let me do my thing. That's gluttony. That's gluttony in reversal. You content vampires out there. Like, subscribe, share, book a cameo.
Look at that.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm proud
Success
of you.
Success is failure turned inside out.
I got no sleeves, bro.
You know, I was thinking of setting up a cameo for Quick Shift and having you and Connolly together for cameos.
I mean, I guess there is a market. Yeah, we could bang those out all day long.
We could bang them out, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice, yeah. Nice.
Okay. Go to the link tree.
Go to the link tree, yeah.
I saw that. What is a link tree?
It's just everything, right?
It's a little something I created.
So what do you do with it?
It's a contact card. You click on it, it'll be all the socials.
So instead of having one link for audio, one link for video, you click the link tree, and then if you want to listen to audio, you listen to audio. If you want to check out the TikTok,
you check out the TikTok.
But how do I share that?
And so on and so on.
What do I tattoo it on my forehead?
Same way you would share like the YouTube link.
Oh, so this is, you haven't given it to me yet.
Yeah, you know, privilege.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk hockey. What is happening
Halifax
here?
Mooseheads? Is that what is?
So Connolly was talking about it the other day. Things people do during the game to kind of get a little energy. Hitting the mustard. I don't really know what could...
This kid will never play in the NHL.
Yeah.
First of all, his number is 66. Mm-hmm. What does he think? He's fucking Mario Lemieux.
Is he Josh Hosang?
Okay. And that ketchup stunt, he just ruined his entire career.
That wasn't even ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
That would be better. Mustard.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, right. Fuck.
So... brutal move eating the mustard. Don't get it.
Oh, his stick
it's
was
weird. And then he did, and then he, and not only did he do the mustard shot, mm-hmm. he then acted like he was in second grade.
Yeah, like he hated
like,
it.
What did he think it was going to taste like?
Right,
did he
exactly.
think it was going to be awesome? Was he surprised by the tanginess of that mustard in his mouth? Like, yeah. What did he think it was going to be?
Yeah, who started this
who is that
stupid
guy?
Thing? I don't, we're never going to know.
Right, and he can forget about number 66.
Yeah, just take the salts. Hit the salts.
Scotty loves the salts. By the way, Sean, it's real. These guys were hitting the smelling salts yesterday.
So we move over. Probably the last thing on the Rangers ever. Patrick Kane came out, lower body injury during the series.
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah. I think
I just want to support my guy who's battling through all the injuries.
And
he still had, what, 6-7 points in the series? He had a great series.
I saw his quote. They just clipped his quote, okay?
Yeah.
I want to thank Ranger fans. It was a hell of an opportunity. Yeah. You know what, Patty? Don't thank anyone, okay? Because you don't deserve to be thanked. Does that make sense?
I mean,
there's no thanks going around, all right? This is a thankless party. You just lost in the first fucking round. They acquired you at the deadline, bro, to take them to the promised land. I don't care if it's role reversal thanking. Stop it. Just go home.
So do we really know all the sides to the story?
A lower fucking body injury? What? Okay, listen, unless it's broken, if you get a shot of Toradol in your ass, an injury doesn't exist, bro. All right? This whole thing of, like, it doesn't exist.
You know what's going to happen.
What?
Shipping up to Boston.
I don't care.
Dropkick Murphys. I think we're going to see him in the Spoked Bee next year. I might start that campaign. Kaner to Boston.
Mm-hmm. I think they should.
Yeah. All right. Kaner, rest up, heal up. We'll see you next season in Boston.
Whoa.
So, Connolly, this is your...
I mean, I feel like maybe I am the least knowledgeable about hockey. Obviously, I've not played at the level that you guys.
Well,
have
you
played
and Scotty
at.
Play on the same roller team, so
right. But
I would say that you guys are
do not do that
on par.
Do not do that.
Sometimes
Kevin knows the game, bro.
Sometimes I say things, and you guys look at me like I'm crazy, as if I would make something like that, like the playoff beard. Yeah. I would make that up. Why would I make that up? Do you think I just thought that this guy's stick broke? You don't think I had good information that this guy broke?
I believe you do. And before we go there, I just want to thank you for I got attacked by a few people from Ohio, fans of the podcast, about my East Palestine comment. And I thought Kevin and they said, thank God Kevin was there.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
What did I say? I said it wasn't a great incident.
You
right.
protected it.
You did what you do, which is you're the polisher. Okay? That's what we call you. I used to call you the apologist, but now I realize you're the polisher, bro. And really, that's what
you
were.
It was a messy thing that happened.
Isn't it interesting that his... Oh, it was broken.
Yeah, it was definitely broken.
I mean, can we play that? I know we're not big rewind guys, but yeah, he broke a stick.
Yeah, oh, shit. He broke.
We'll play it back.
What the And it was held together by the tape on
the
blade.
By the way, 6 inches. How could that possibly happen on a goalie stick? He's probably had it.
I don't know.
Well, hey, good hockey IQ. I'll apologize.
Thank
Sean,
you.
Would you like to apologize?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Just know that I would never throw out a stupid thing like that just for the sake of a bit or a content.
Now I know. It's Fair cemented enough. In stone. I will never question
it. Why would I make excuses for that guy?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, because you became you're an Edmonton Oilers fan.
Now it's my squad. Right. I got to become more... I've been brushing up on the roster.
So my Leaf friends that are Leaf fans, okay, I call them human cuckolds, but... They all texted me last night, and they said, we outshot you fucking guys. We should have had 8 goals. There's no way Samsonov's going to be able to play this great. Listen, all right? You got out fucking worked.
Yes, you did.
You got beat. You got scored against at the wrong time, and you got fed with a baby spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So all your chances, Leaf fans, counting chances now? We're counting chances, not goals? Practice? We talking about practice?
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
It's a dead bit.
Listen, Bobrovsky is on fire.
Yes, he is.
And he could be a problem for not only the Leafs, for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're damn right.
Sean, let me ask you this. The Panthers just keep rolling, right? So they beat Boston Sunday night. They go in Tuesday. Does the delay for the Leafs sitting around waiting for the winner have anything to do with this?
No, that's what shithead pundits on NHL Live and all those shows that they have to build a narrative,
yep.
Okay? No. The Florida Panthers are a wagon that became a wagon at the right time, and the wagon is just picking up speed. Mm-hmm. So one day off between game seven wins, that is crazy. And you know what? That's Keefe. Keefe's such a – he's so stupid. Okay, why even bring that into the ether?
Yeah.
You know what you say? You talk about strawberry shortcake. You talk about the sundae you had at pregame meal. You talk about anything outside of bad juju, bad vibes.
Does he eat a lot?
Yeah.
He must.
He
does. Is that the story? Is that the bit?
Oh,
is that the narrative?
No, it's not a bit. It's not a bit. I know him. Okay. Yes.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. He definitely has an ice cream.
Well, if Paul Maurice and Sheldon Keefe had to do a 400-mile test, okay, we'll just give him one lap. Paul Maurice is going to blow Sheldon Keefe away. And that's what you want. You want your general to be able to run into battle,
right,
not take a knee halfway to the battle line.
Russell Crowe was definitely in that battle in Gladiator.
Fuck yeah,
he was like on the front line of that battle.
You're damn
was
right. Oh man, oh,
like
man.
His horse was right there.
Yes.
He was in harm's way.
Yes.
And you hear a lot of people talking about Tkachuk on the Panthers. Montour's halfway through becoming the all-time playoff leading goal scorer for the Panthers. He's quietly murdering.
So I actually had the COO of the Florida Panthers reach out to me and said, you know.
They accept you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Fully on board. Wow. Okay. And we had a conversation about the rats. I said, what the fuck's going on? Where are the rats?
Yeah.
The rats. Okay. He said we had to stop selling them because we were going to get game, delay a game penalties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said, well, there's two things that I have an issue with. First of all, those rats are hockey related revenue that go back into the escrow. Mm-hmm. So I fucking sell those rats. Okay. And you know what? Just get a couple extra crew members.
And also let's look at what the rats are made of. Make the rats easier to clean up.
Right. Yeah. So they're not sticky on the ice.
Whatever you got to do.
They're warm
or
whatever.
It's got to be a way.
But we need the rats.
Bring the rats. In all honesty, Van Beesbrook, the rats back in what was it, 96? Like my earliest hockey memory almost.
Well, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I love the hats. Mm-hmm. On the ice for a hat trick. But outside of that, that's where I draw the line.
Do you know the story of the rat?
I don't really give a shit.
Okay. So you're not,
either way,
anti-rat?
I'm like, whatever, the squid, whatever, just like throwing things on the ice, yeah, except for a hat trick, which I think is one of the greatest things in sports, mm-hmm, is taking your hat and throwing them on the ice for a hat trick. But I could do without squid and rats and, you know, God forbid, but you know,
it's when one of your
players gets hurt from stepping on something
it's
stupid.
One of the most unique stories early in the franchise. Yeah.
Okay. I'm shocked you don't like the rats.
I am too.
As a general rule, the throwing things I'm not a fan of.
Okay, well.
My opinion. Just one guy talking
to you. Hey, listen.
Just one polisher.
I could eat my words, but I'm not going to become a polisher, okay?
Right.
The Florida Panthers are going to make quick work of this Toronto Maple Leafs team. Mm. And the Leafs are going to have a couple of flashes. It's not going 7. It's probably going to go 6, but 4-2 is a spoon-fed baby meal.
Yeah.
Okay? The Leafs have superstars. They should win a couple of games. But I'll tell you what, they're not winning this series.
Do you think they win game 2?
I don't care, because you know what I care about? I care about the end result.
Series, okay.
I'm not a fucking, yeah, like game 2. I'm not sitting on a desk,
right,
where I have to do this every single day. That's why we do this here. Mm-hmm. That's why you content vampires should like, subscribe, and share, and support the cause.
Do you guys also not see what Tavares is kind of doing here?
What?
Mm-hmm. He just seems to have the eye of the tiger.
Whoa.
He's hovering around. I don't know.
So you're now waiting for a big Tavares showing?
I'm an Edmonton Oilers fan, right
okay,
now,
so what? Why even talk about this?
I just am, you know, again, I'm like, you're watching him, and he's dangerous with the puck around the net. And he's got the Game 7 winner, and he seemed to be even last night. Again, right, you don't want to talk about chances, but...
Mm-hmm. All right, he's
they
sniffing.
They could make noise. I think this goes 7, bro. I'm sorry, I do.
Mm, okay. All right.
I think it's 5.
So
you think Florida makes work of them like that?
Could be.
I do.
It could be.
I do.
It could be.
I think they're gonna steal another one game too.
You gotta understand.
Florida, who knows?
Listen, those Leafs players, okay, they're a little comfortable right now. The heat was off. They can walk around the city of Toronto and not be completely fucking embarrassed of what they've done.
Yep.
We want
tiny
a playoff.
Bit of pressure off.
Yeah, we want a playoff series. Yeah. And the Leaf apologists, they're already saying that.
They're building block.
We don't care. We don't care. We won one. It doesn't matter what happens now. Everything else is gravy. Mm. That's how losers talk. Okay.
I agree.
And you know,
it's gonna be interesting. I don't know.
I'm also getting DMs from these Leaf fans, like, trying to prove that they're going to be able to buy tickets and that the secondary market and the prices, like, I don't care. What I cared about was the boss move the Florida Panthers made by saying, you know what? Fuck all you crazy people that have been saving up for 22 years to take a road trip. Mm-hmm. We want Florida people there.
By the way, do you just get absolutely lit up in your DMs? Scary.
Well, I opened up the comments. I closed the comments on my stories, maybe, so now people can actually comment on my stories. I open a few. I mean,
sometimes you open them by accident.
Well, you just got so many to sift through. How could you open them all?
Well, I can't.
You're right. Okay. Too many.
I would imagine that a ton of them are unpleasant, right?
A lot of them are negative.
That's the other thing, Scotty, we talked about. We got to talk about other series. That's one of the notes I've seen, right?
Totally.
Well, now we have an easy schedule because we got 2-2.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You also can't control the storylines. We got to talk about what's hot, and the Leafs were the talking point.
The Kraken might be worth mentioning.
I'll tell you what.
The Muckers.
Yanni Gord, the Muckers. Yeah. Okay, again, I'll come back to it. Let's say I'm Kyle Dubas, and I can go out and I can sign a great bottom six piece, okay? Who do I get? No, I can't afford Andre Palat. I go and I get fucking Yanni Gord. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes to get Yanni Gord from expansion draft or from Seattle, Yanni Gord last night.
Jordan Eberle. Mm-hmm.
Jordan Eberle.
From the Islanders. Like, mm-hmm. These guys, like, they're all character guys. They're just a scrappy crew, just like the Vegas Golden Knights were.
And I, by the way, I don't even know who. Oh, Ron Francis. That's why. Because you know what? Jerry Bruckheimer and the team with the Kraken, they were smart enough to go, who's going to be the RGM? Are we going to hire some former stick boy with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds that has never played the game in his life? Or are we going to hire one of the best defensive centermen's winners in the history of the NHL and Ron Francis to build the team? And look at these fucking guys. What a team.
And Scotty and I were talking. Seattle's probably a great place to play. It's probably fun. Probably, you know, they embrace the team. And, you know, they put a winner on the ice.
Very passionate fan base.
Probably be a... No?
Kevin, Seattle is a liberal hellhole where they are essentially... The city is falling apart. It's like San Francisco 2.0. No one's safe in Seattle. Climate pledge, maybe. But no, Seattle's not a great place.
Look at that.
Seattle in the early 90s, you know, with the emergence of Pearl Jam. Nirvana.
I'm just saying, assuming that every place can make a little bit of a comeback, I think I'll bet you it's probably good to be a Seattle Kraken right now.
By the way, did you see one of the comments that said that you're a lib?
No, I didn't.
I don't know what you could have said that would have...
There's nothing that would come out of his mouth that would ever lead anybody to believe that he's a lib.
Well, I am actually very liberal on some...
You're socially liberal.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm fiscally conservative. Fuck.
Well, drop a comment.
Who doesn't want to be fiscally conservative? I don't know.
I'm with you on that one, bro.
There you go.
We saw Joe Pavelski's first goal. That was one of four.
Four
goals.
Yeah, you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm. When a shooter,
you gotta
gets
fucking
hot.
You gotta win one for your guy.
Absolutely.
To throw up a four pack and lose, like, you gotta look at your teammates going, fellas.
I also gotta say, it could kind of fall on my shoulders here because I am supporting the Dallas Stars. I've now dropped 5 games.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Right? You're gasoline.
I've dropped five games in a row, so I might have to peel back my support for Max Domi and the Dallas Stars.
What a tip. I'll tell you what. Again, I'll come back to the Kyle Dubas situation. Why don't you go and get Max Domi? His dad played for the fucking team. Mm-hmm. The guy's a living legend.
Yes, he is.
The guy laid everything he had out for that team over a fucking 10-year period. Look at Max Domi in the right environment, mm-hmm. surging Max Domi. Why didn't you go out and get Max Domi to center your fourth line, and that would probably have turned into second line center?
Totally.
He's basically on the first line right now.
You know what he is.
Shame on Kyle Dubas. Shame on Kyle Dubas, because Kyle, he doesn't even understand what Ty Domi means to the Toronto Maple Leafs. All those Domi jerseys, those old Domi jerseys, can come back out of the closet.
It's got to be a popular one. A lot of guys. Yeah. Come on. How about there must be a million Domi jerseys.
Oh, there's tons, dude. Yeah. Ty can't walk down
probably
the street.
Probably number one.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right? Sundin.
Yeah.
He's got more than Cujo. Yeah. There's more Domi jerseys
than Cujo. If you're
going to
rock a Leafs jersey from the Domi 90s, he's one guy.
Yeah. You don't have to
Ty Domi.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Domi jersey.
You know what Max Domi is? He's a skilled mucker. He's a perfect fourth line guy, and like you said, it could evolve into a second line guy. But
well, right now he's essentially
perfect for the Leafs. Dude.
He's like a first. He can go anywhere, right? It's just how you build your team. So you could one night he's a first liner, the next night I need you to kill penalties and win faceoffs on the fourth.
Yep.
That's how you build a team. Mm-hmm. Not with these fucking no-name bozos in Toronto. I don't even know their names. I don't even know their names. They used to have Verhaeghe on their team.
Good shot.
Anything else?
This is.
I don't want to talk about the Leafs anymore. Why do we keep talking about them?
No, it just comes back to
it. Kind of spun off of Max Domi.
But the Seattle Kraken, muckers.
Muckers, yep. For sure.
What does that mean?
They're just like non-identifiable, kind of.
They're an expansion team.
Well, you know, it's kind of your game on the roller rink, Kev. A mucker goes into the corners. He's in front of the net battling. Not necessarily going to go in there
that,
and toe drag for the breakaway goal, but
I just get in the dirty areas, and go into the corners because nobody wants to be there.
It's in your nature. I mean, that's, you nobody know, that's what you do. You get it done.
I'm a mucker. Scrappy. All right. Yeah. I'm a mucker. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
And sometimes the mucker's got to go in and polish the area before the superstars come in so they got nice, clean ice.
Yep.
Okay, you got to polish that shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know who John Tinelli is? Islander, obviously.
Yeah, he won a few Stanley
Cups. We have four cups, and he was at the Islander game the
other
night.
Scotty has no idea.
No idea.
He was at UBS.
You see John?
Yeah, I spoke to him.
Nice.
Yeah, I spoke to him, and
fucking
he wasn't.
Legend,
he was not even saying it. He was actually being serious.
And he was
like,
a bad dude.
You know, when we played, they didn't shovel the snow every 8 minutes. Just like the guys came out between periods, and then for the rest of the game, you were just on your own.
Yeah,
right. I mean, he was laughing about it. He wasn't like, you know, bitching, but it was.
Imagine a modern day John Tinelli in the NHL.
He's
my favorite.
I mean, you know, that's what you need to win the Stanley Cups. This guy's got more big goals. Yeah. than it's just like it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad used to kind of drop that too. He'd be like, they turned this into a fucking circus. Like in between periods with the four wheelers coming out on the ice and all the bullshit. He was not a fan.
Didn't like the circus.
Did not like the circus. Just play the game.
Yeah.
Domi.
Yeah, Max, I think he had 3 assists last night. I don't know. He could have. He's playing with Pavelski. Mm-hmm. You know, Dallas has had a problem over the last 10 years of not being able to get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
That they, you know, they've always been good.
What is it?
Well, Brett Hall was the last time that game-winning goal against Buffalo, Dominus.
But like, what is it about some teams that just? I mean, San Jose was that way for a minute, right?
Well, markets maybe. You know, maybe it's markets. I mean, although I played in Dallas, like they got a rabid fan base. I don't know.
Isn't the Shark Tank in San Jose supposed to be like
a
crazy
place
to play in, right?
It's a tough barn.
They got to put a team out on the ice.
Actually, look at the fans. And Dallas is great. They always
put
a couple of the babes behind the bench. Did they do that again this year?
I didn't see any highlight of that yet.
Because that girl got famous.
I wonder where that comes down from. If that comes down from the brass or is that like...
Well, if you're running the show, I mean, it's entertainment.
Is that an influencer?
It also could have been Sagan leaving some tickets.
Oh...
Could
I mean,
be.
I think
so your old running mate.
I think he's engaged now, but maybe leaving some ticks.
Yeah. Is that what you would do? Who would you, you get 2 tickets at home. Who would you leave your 2 for?
2 girls.
Yeah. What about when your mom wants to come and watch you, Scotty?
I would buy it for her.
So you would give the pair.
He'd put her in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she might not want to sit in the box, and she might want to sit in the family section instead of the 2 blonde bimbos that you are now giving. You know, the wives don't like that. It's not a cool play. It's not kosher, bro.
Well, we didn't have wives.
When they were running mates in college.
Okay, well, now you guys are grown-ups, and you're in the NHL,
right.
And everything's a little bit different, you know? You could walk into practice with a liter nitro. Nobody's gonna pay any mind to that.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
You know, the babes. The babes.
By the way, I have noticed that when players walk in, I like when they have a Starbucks cup. I appreciate that.
I don't.
Put a little gas on
the
fire.
It's so weak.
What? How's that weak?
Because you know what? That's not the gas I'm looking for. All right?
Should
they walk past the camera and throw the zip into the mouth?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to say?
I'm just looking to get a little bit more cranked up
you
than
hear
a
the
Starbucks venti double grande.
Triple shot of espresso on ice.
No.
Splash of 2% milk.
Yeah, yeah.
And a squirt of mustard in your mouth.
Yeah, tricks are for kids, bro.
What a fucking joker.
Yeah, that kid's done.
That bothered me.
Right?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't know that.
Like, do you think he's doing it just to go viral?
I don't think
You know, I don't care.
What could be the benefit of that?
It had to have been that, but I don't care because he's done. He's done. I'm sorry.
By the way,
kid.
I don't give a fuck what team he's on. If he's sitting on the bench thinking about going viral, then I got that's another conversation.
You're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty,
way to fire through.
Yeah,
way to fire through. We got a lot to come. This is gonna get exciting. I mean, like you guys, your venom for the Leafs is palpable.
Yeah, and those content fire vampires out there. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, subscribe, and share.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Shift.